Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. If you were not looking for an opportunity to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word, well, that's what you found. That's what The Morning Mindset is for. So I hope you give us a shot. I hope you listen. But if you are a regular listener, welcome. I'm glad you're here again. Today, we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. And I want to start out by asking you how it feels to not be properly equipped for some role or venture or task that you've been given to do. When you don't have the right tools, you don't have the right skills, you don't have the right training, what does that feel like? It's kind of a hopeless feeling, isn't it? It's helpless. You feel like, man, so much is expected of me that I can't deliver because I don't have the right tools at my disposal. Well, today in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, we're going to be looking at God's way of equipping you as a Christian. Remember, we're going through a Christian behavior series here, and this passage in Ephesians 4 is to teach us the ways that God equips us, and right here, we're going to see some of those ways. Now, before we dig into it, I want to have you get out your Bible. I want to have you get out your Morning Mindset journal. If you don't have a Morning Mindset journal and you would like to see one, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/journal. That's going to take you to an Amazon link to cover the cost of the printing and all that. This is a hardbound journal that you're going to be able to have in your hands and take notes, draw sketches, paraphrase the scriptures, write out your points of application. It's a real simple tool, but it's one I hope will be helpful to you. Okay, friends, as we dig into Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, once again, let's pray because we need God's help to understand how He desires to equip us for the work of ministry He's given us to do. Our God, we are thankful that you are with us and for us, and you haven't appointed us to be ambassadors for your name's sake without equipping us as well. So teach us today how you equip us and what you're equipping us for. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, we're going to read again Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. So get out your Bible. It says, "And he, Jesus, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry." So you see there where this idea of equipping comes in, why I'm talking about that in the first place, because God has given us these people gifts and these spiritual gifts that we've already talked about in previous episodes for a purpose. And that purpose is to equip the saints. That's you and me, those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. We've been made saints by virtue of the righteousness of Jesus, which is now ours in place of our sinfulness because of our faith in him. And he's given us this equipment, this equipping for the work of ministry. Now that phrase ministry might throw you off just a bit. It might make you wonder, what in the world is this really about? Isn't it the pastors who are ministers? Isn't it those professionals who we pay in the church who are ministers? Well, yes, they should be ministers, but they are not the only ministers. In fact, they are the ones typically who are mentioned earlier in this verse. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers, the pastors, and their job is, yes, to do some work of ministry, but that work of ministry is primarily an equipping work, and they are to equip you and me. So in any church structure or setting, those who are paid are not being paid to do the work. They're being paid to equip you and me to do the work for building up the body of Christ. That's what the end of verse 12 says. So picture this. As each of us is equipped, we begin ministering to each other, encouraging, instructing, teaching, building us up in various ways, and the entire church becomes healthier as a result. It's like that old analogy of the links in a chain, and they would say a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, that's the illustration we're seeing here. The way God equips us is through the leadership gifts that he's provided to some of us to build us up and to make us a mature church. We're going to talk about that issue of maturity tomorrow. But for right now, I want you to be thinking about the people he has placed in your life, your pastor, the leaders in your church, who are there to equip you for the work of ministry. And I also want you to be thinking about what could it be that he has called me to do in way of ministry. Who am I to be blessing? How am I supposed to be serving the body? How am I to be making this whole that I belong to stronger? Lord Jesus, we ask you to answer those questions for us. How can we better learn and be equipped by the people you've placed in our path to be our pastors, our instructors, our helpers? And how can we better discover how you want us to minister to the body of Christ so that we all are more like Jesus and we all are more effective in the ministry you've given us to be? Lord Jesus, this is a tremendous proposition, a great thing to be involved in. We ask you to empower us for it. One of my greatest desires for the Morning Mindset is that those of you who listen who are not sure if you are a believer in Jesus Christ or not will become sure. Friends, you can know for sure. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to make you aware that we've created a Morning Mindset journal. It's like a companion to the daily episodes that you can use to take notes, write out your thoughts, and even script out prayers to God as you learn through the content we share on the Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/journal to get your copy.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.